months. Forecasters warning of more powerful storms this week. Big League Baseball is back. It's opening day with all 30 teams taking to the field on the same day. The first time that's happened since back in 1968. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 77 points, the NASDAQ ahead 90 points, and the S&P is better by 21 points. More details at srnnews.com.
This Easter season, join world-renowned tenor Andrea Bocelli for an unforgettable journey of hope, beauty, and music. Experience musical performances from Michael W. Smith, Tori Kelly, Taya, and Torrin Wells across the awe-inspiring Italian countryside. The Journey, a music special from Andrea Bocelli, brings you face-to-face with the moments in life that define us, the music that moves us, and the relationships that matter most. The Journey, a music special from Andrea Bocelli in theaters April 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 6th. Find out more at thejourney.movie. That's thejourney.movie.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to preserve our nation's history? Consider purchasing a Blueprints of Liberty brick. Each purchase helps to build Liberty Village, a unique destination that brings our founding history to life. This family-friendly location will provide an opportunity for youth and visitors to encounter our founding history like never before. Visit UnitedWePledge.org to order your Blueprints of Liberty brick today.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We are going to enjoy another couple of quiet days before the next frontal system delivers thunderstorms back to the state. Today, I don't know how you can improve on this forecast. Abundant sunshine. It's going to be warmer, very comfortable, high 77. Tonight, mainly clear, but not quite as cool. Overnight low 53. Tomorrow is a warmer day, still dry. Sun and cloud mix with a high in the mid-80s on Friday. But it's late Friday night in the overnight hours and early in the day on Saturday with scattered showers and thunderstorms. A few stronger storms are possible. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
I'm Bobo with Capital Tractor. Engineered for maximum performance and dependability on the job site, Kubota construction equipment is a force to be reckoned with. Like Kubota KX excavators and SVL track loaders. Test one today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
WAKA Channel 8, I'm Jerome Jones. The Alabama Department of Transportation is looking for public input on the possibility of adding an auxiliary lane to I-85 South. The lane would extend about a mile from Taylor Road exit to Chantilly Parkway exit. The goal is to help reduce crashes and increase capacity along that section of I-85 South. Montgomery police are investigating a Wednesday morning homicide. Police say 42-year-old Terrence Lawson was found in the 700 block of South Holt Street with a life-threatening stab wound. He later died at the hospital. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And officials with the new Buc-ee's gas station say the new location in Auburn is set to open on April 10th. The location is at 2500 Buc-ee's Boulevard, just off of I-85 at exit 50, containing 120 gas pumps. Those are your news headlines. Watch Alabama News Network on WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32.
Spring is on us and summer is quickly approaching. Kickback Ranch and Event Center would like to share our amenities. Whether it would be for your corporate event, church retreat, or just a weekend away with your family. We have cabins, cottages, and RV park with full hookups. Our event center is over 4,000 square feet, a commercial kitchen, and a large back deck overlooking one of our five lakes. Get your family together and make memories. Canoeing, swimming, hiking, and enjoy the scenery at one of the most beautiful places in all the river region. Find us on Facebook or kickbackranch.net. We are Kickback Ranch.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. Virtually every day in our practice, we hear the same thing. A man's energy is down, his sex drive is low, and his workouts just aren't feeling the same. And when we hear this, we often discover that the culprit is low testosterone. The problem with low T is that your testosterone levels decrease as you age. At first, you might not even notice. But eventually, for many men, it gets low enough that you start feeling poorly. When that happens, it's time to get help from Montgomery Men's Health. Now do me a favor and ask yourself this. How would your life be different if you had your old self back? More energy, higher sex drive, and the confidence and positivity you used to have. If you're like most guys, the answer is an easy one. So make an appointment today and see if low T therapy could make a difference in your life. Your first appointment is only $99 and includes blood work and testosterone results in minutes. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Filtered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
Welcome back to Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am your hostess. Is that, can you even say that in this day and age, hostess? I think we can't.
Works for me.
I may be Beth Shaver. I mean, you can say something like it, right?
Sure.
Yeah, you can say hostess. I don't see anything.
I think it's hilarious. I think it's a funny word. So anyway, Amy Beth Shaver here today with Ann Eubank. And we had a show in between the show with Sky because he brought something up quite brilliant. So we're going to finish with Clark and then we're going to dive back in to where this began, because we were talking about foundations yesterday, we were talking about foundations today, talking about Amplify, but really coming from CECAS, and back before that, all the transgenderism, where that came from. Everything comes from somewhere, but there's something we haven't yet tackled, and it was the foundation for all of it. So hang on, we'll get there. Let's go to Clark. Clark, thank you for holding.
Thank you for holding me over. And you're not the hostess, you're the mostest. So there's that.
There you go, Clark. It's always a good word.
There you go. Hey, I honestly believe that if, you know, I believe in Florida it's $8,000 that can go wherever the parent wants to send their child. Now.
Yes.
If that creates a situation where the private schools are doing a lot better than the state schools, what are the state schools going to have to do? They're going to have to raise standards, and they're going to have to reflect the mores and desires of the parents of the children they want to come to their schools. You know, everything we want to force to happen, I think you put economic pressure on things and then it has to happen. If you run a business, you have to provide a better service. You have to provide a better selection. You have to be economically competitive. And we've created or allowed circumstances to be created where none of that exists in something that is so critical and foundational to our nation. What's more important than how our children are or aren't educated or aren't indoctrinated? And you take a lot of the indoctrination or the ability to indoctrinate out if you make it competitive. And with that, I'll let y'all move on to where the trans thing came from. The one thing I do want to say about that, though, when they first came out with the terms, remember they came out with cis and trans?
Yes.
Why did they coin the term cis for you and not? Why did they use that word?
No idea.
Because they didn't want to use the word normal. because if they'd have called us normal, then by definition, the other would have been abnormal, and they did not want to do that.
Oh, wow.
Hadn't thought about
but
it
anyway,
that way. Well, thank you,
Clark.
Great call.
Very good call. So let's talk about communism.
Let me do this real quick, but I want to continue on with the Amplify because, I mean, just one more minute. Melissa Gates, who's I'm reading this article, who's also a member of the Eagle Forum, told board members that the Amplify materials are designed to indoctrinate our children with DEI, SEL, woke agenda, and grooming our little ones. This is destroying families in our country. And Eric Mackey, who is the Alabama State Board Superintendent, clarified, yes, there are stories within the textbooks that the school district had a problem with, but they get to choose whether they want to use that story. And if it's a story that a teacher feels uncomfortable with, then there's no rule from the state that they would have to teach it. That's a cop-out. But there's one little paragraph I'd like to read before we go on, and then we'll quit talking about this. There's one that's called King Log and King Crane. And in this story, the frogs desire a king, so they ask the gods, plural.
Okay, so no god, but gods.
Gods.
Sure.
You know, okay. God, our God, with the capital G, is not allowed in public schools.
Absolutely not. Take his name off your tongue. Like, you can't say
that's
it.
That's right. The gods do not have a benevolent attitude towards the frogs, and they provide them with a big log as their king. And the frogs, of course, were unhappy about the log, and then they go back to the gods and ask them for a better king. And the gods send them as a crane as their king, which eats some of the frogs. And the frogs then panic and go back to the gods and request that they replace the crane with the log, because that would be better than having a king which eats some of them. And the gods react by being mad and tell them that they will not replace the crane with the log. Now, you got polytheism, which is contrary to the Christian religion, and it promotes anger, hopelessness, abusive, and no redeeming qualities. Is this a story for first graders? People, wake up. Demand better. We cannot continue this. This must be stopped. We've got an anti-CRT, which is the anti-divisive bill. Ed Oliver filed HB7. Call your legislators and make doggone sure that bill passes.
Which, that's the perfect place to something that this guy pulled up, and I've got it on my computer now. But how about let's talk about the show in between the show. We're talking about communism. How about some of those goals, Sky?
Okay. Sun Tzu teaches us to defeat the enemy, the wise warrior must understand the enemy. The enemy has given us their game plan. In 1963, the Communist Party of America stated their 45 goals. 60 years ago, number one on the list of 45, capture one or both of the political parties in the United States. I think we could check that box.
I think we can.
Okay. All right, let's move right down.
Or both.
Certainly, but definitely one. We have kind of Marxist and Marxist light in the corporate government. Number two, let's just go to number two. Get control of the schools and teachers associations. Soften the curriculum. Okay, moving right along. Number six, eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech and press. Seven, break down the cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in the media. Check. Eight, present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy.
Ooh, check.
Can you dig it? Can you see? This ties this together. Add this to Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, and there's your game plan. There's the whole playbook laid out for you.
What more do you want?
Why do you think that we're having such a hard time seeing what's right in front of us?
Number one, gain control of the media. Okay? The media controls the mind of the masses to a large degree. And that's what we're up against. Education, control of the media, control of the mind.
Dancing with the Stars, America's Got Talent.
Yeah, Bread and Circus, the Romans called it.
TV.
Mm-hmm. Bread and Circus.
I mean, we can just keep going on and on.
Keep the people occupied. We have so many people. If you go back to the Cloward Piven, Columbia University professors back in the 60s came up with what's known as the Cloward-Piven plan. It is to overload the system, put as many people on government assistance as possible. Okay? All these things have come true, and yet we kind of let it go by unnoticed and pretend that none of it's happening. With great assistance by the media, corporate media, I'll add one more thing from Mark Twain's regarding patriotism. This goes back to earlier and ties it in with what we're speaking of. In the beginning of a change, the patriot is a scarce man and brave and hated and scorned. When his cause begins to succeed, the timid will join him, for then it costs nothing to be a patriot.
Mm. That's a good word.
Yeah.
We needed that word.
Been there, done that.
Because one of the things that they do and they've done so well is they've taken hope out of society, mm-hmm. and now they've injected the hopelessness versus hopefulness. They've injected no adventure versus adventure. They've taken what you said, dark, negative, weak. This is what they're teaching our children. And so these goals, not only are they here, not only have they been checked off, but we're living in them, and so we're the frogs in the pot of boiling water. But we still can do something about it, because the other part of it is that we feel helpless to such a degree that we think, there's nothing I can do. But there is still something you can do because you're here. And this is the part where I mom out again and give my literally find your issue. You said this yesterday.
Yep.
People often text, Facebook, whatever it is, what can I do? We're telling you, A, refuse to believe that all hope is gone. It's not, because we're still here and you're still insightful and you're still in your sphere of influence. But find that issue that lights your soul on fire that you think, I need to tell somebody about this. Find all you can about that issue. Learn it, live it, love it, educate other people about it, and then make sure that your elected representatives know about it. We are the ones that are going to be able to change culture. It was the Christians, as an adopted child, back in Roman times, that rescued the children from being exposed, and they took them into their homes. It was Christians who started the first churches and, hospitals across from the church. I've seen it in Siena, myself, in Italy, right across at the crossroads of the world. At that time, there was a hospital across the street from a church. It's regular people outside the sphere of government that are going to be the ones to enact change. But we're also got to be the ones that we're enacting and putting spotlights on issues like things that our state school board, people we know, and they're just doing what they want because the feds have come in, and when the feds pay, you do what the feds say.
That's right.
But we have a chance. We know what the 45 planks were. We know what the communists said they wanted to do. And now we know what we have to do then to push the rock back up the hill and say, absolutely not. But it's person by person, determined not to give up in your sphere, your one area. Don't try to take on all the areas. One area, and determine not to give it up, and then to pass it along to your family. That's how we make change, is by not looking just at our circumstances, but by having hope and imagine what could be, Because isn't that what drives you?
Yes.
It drives me. It drives Sky. Yes. What could be? That's what we're going for.
Yep.
Because that's the way we raise our children.
That's
isn't
right.
Isn't it, I don't even know how you say his name. He's an ancient, is it Goethe, G-O-E-T-H-E, ancient philosopher, who said that we treat children as if they already were what they could become. That's what we're aiming for. That's how we make change.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing here every single day. But we've got to educate, because this type of education is empowerment. It's not what the government does, right? That's not empowering anybody. That's sucking the life out of our children. They said they were going to do it. They did it. Now it's up to us to go, we see you and we'll raise you one.
Right.
So who's in?
Be fearless.
That's the question.
Be fearless.
Who's in? That's
Be
right.
Be relentless.
That's right.
Yep.
That's how we make change. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be right back after the break.
Restaurants come and go. They open to big fanfare, but if they can't deliver, they're gone. Poof! For 25 years and going strong, Sinclair's has been offering a truly exceptional dining experience for you from the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Roads. Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner. Want to eat lighter? Check out Sinclair's many satisfying salads for both lunch and dinner. Sinclair's, now offering takeout and curbside service too. Sinclair's, where there's live music every Wednesday through Saturday. And Sinclair's is now totally non-smoking.
I'm Johnny Sullivan, I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. At the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant.
Sinclair's is hiring, offering competitive pay to host, hostesses, servers, and experienced cooks. Apply in person weekdays between 1 and 2 and 4 and 6.
Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, 25 years and going strong.
The Tears family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks? No problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you.
With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
Is your cell phone or iPad cracked, broken, or not working right? Don't let the big carrier stores sucker you into a new $1,100 device. Let XI Repair fix your device today. XI Repair fixes cell phones, computers, laptops, iPads, game consoles, drones, and more. Their certified technicians fix hundreds of devices every day. When your device needs care, call XI Repair, 334-777-1234, or Google XI Repair.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome into Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm not Scott Beeson. I'm Amy Beth Shaver, and with Ann Eubank, who I've just talked into coming in tomorrow with Allison and I.
All right.
So, like, Katie, bar the door. Go ahead and, you know, get ready for tomorrow. Get your boots on, because if we don't get to the roots of transgenderism today, we've already agreed we're going to start with that tomorrow, because I think it's very important to have our eyes open. The first time that I found out about this, my mind was blown. And I think it's very helpful for people who say, well, even in this communist Marxist ideology, well, you can't really know truth. Well, there is truth, and it's real. And it's objective and subjective, but the objective truth of this issue is unbelievable. And I need people to deal with it, because there's going to be a reckoning. And did you know or did you not know? So let's be a part of telling people what is out there and how this happened and why we are where we are. Because there's an apparent Trans Day of Vengeance on Saturday in D.C.,
in front of the Supreme Court.
In front of the Supreme Court. So we'll put a pause on that. We have two great callers. Let's go to Duke. Duke, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. I've been listening to you guys talking about the education this morning now. And I'm about to say some things. I'm about to get a little deep with you guys now.
I don't take anything personal. Hey, Duke, as long as you don't take it personal, I won't.
I don't have any feelings to start with.
Okay.
Can't hurt mine. I'm going to lay this at the feet of white folks. I'm going to tell you why. Ever since the late 80s, I can say, when my baby brother was age 92. But for some reason, white folks decided to get up and run. Let's run. Let's take our kids out of the public school. You know, just leave all the other kids there to deal with the problems. Okay? You guys ran. Ran away for over 30 years now. We got a big mess now. We got all this crazy crap. You made it easy for the government to take over. You know, insert all this stupid ass crap. You know, that was supposed to be a bleep right there. So that's why I am with that. You know, I heard many reasons saying that the education's so bad. This is in the early 90s right here. It's so bad. It ain't gotten so bad. I'm going to take my kid out and put him in private school. So other things that goes into the equation, what I've been told and what I've seen, that most of the athletes became black athletes back during the day around in late 80s and early 90s. My baby brother was part of that. The white girls started dating the black athletes, because most of the athletes was becoming black, even in college. You heard some of the college parents complaining, talking about, oh, I don't want to go to the Auburn and Alabama games anymore because, you know, got those brown people out there now. I don't have the white boys anymore. We heard all this stuff right here over the years. But back to high school, a lot of the parents took the kids out of schools. I know for a fact, firsthand, it's facts, okay, that some parents took the kids out of the schools saying that they didn't want their daughter dating them black athletes. And that's where it all started. They left the son there for a little while until his, you know, they say his grades started dropping. But I hadn't seen any stats for the private schools, how good they're doing up until this point. Up until this day, I haven't heard it. But my thing is, we all as American people got to stand our ground with this thing, okay? I saw how you white people can get things done. Critical race theory. You dealt with that a couple years ago, okay? Some states, I see people going to the city hall, sitting in, and you did it here in Montgomery. People went downtown, Governor Ivey dealt with this critical race theory that associated with our schools. So we can fix the school problem if we get participation from everybody. Don't take your kid to the private schools and these charter schools and everything and or the homeschooling and tell everybody else that how bad this school is over there. How many times do these people visit the regular public schools and say, I want to help fix it. I want to find out what's going on so maybe I can take my child back over there one day because I'm tired of spending all my money. So, help me out.
Okay.
You can go first.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead. I remember.
No, you go first, and I'll. I've got a lot of questions.
If you remember correctly, and so I'm from the '60s, and in the '60s, you could go to any school in any neighborhood, anywhere you wanted to go, any public school, and then the federal government stepped in and said, "No, we can't do that because we're going to integrate these schools, and you're going to have to go where we tell you to go." And who was president when that happened? Carter? Johnson? So to blame white flight on the whites, you left out half of the equation. So now you're trapped within a zip code because the federal government wants you to go to school where you live. And you don't have the right to choose the school that you want to go to. And we're trying to correct that problem. The school choice, homeschool, private schools, with this... new bill, either charter schools or school choice, I don't care. It will give everybody, white, black, yellow, red, orange, green, blue, at least an opportunity to go to a school where you feel like you'll get a better education. Race has nothing to do with these two, except the charter school now specified for low performing schools, which most of, and we have to admit, they're mostly black schools, minority schools. But these two bills, whichever one, both, as far as I'm concerned, they can pass both of them, will give everybody, anybody of any color, an opportunity to get out of a failing school. But I will tell you, my attitude is, you get rid of Common Core in public schools and you will see an improvement across the board. I don't care what color school it is. Common Core has made everybody common and nobody has won. And the private schools that use Common Core, we may be 48th, 49th, 50th in the state, in the United States. And so you take the best, I'm talking Vestavia schools, and you compare them to schools in the rest of the nation, and they're still uneducated to the point where the rest of the nation is. And they're all white. So I don't think it has to deal with race. And that's my personal opinion.
Thanks for the call. We'll be right back after this break.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a famous broadcaster.
Hey, man, what's happening?
Now, I understand you radio people move a lot. Is that correct?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, how does this affect your taking care of your retirement money?
Oh, man, I don't give that a second thought because my buddy David Ernest, he's my money man.
Your money man?
With the money plan.
I see.
So no matter where I go up and down the dial, David has my back, you know?
I'll bet you know some phone numbers our listeners could call to talk with David Ernest.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
And he has a website at retirewithernest.com.
Hey, you're on top of it today, man.
I also understand that you hold some sort of a record in broadcasting.
Yes. I was the first person to put together a show with myself, a duck, a chicken, and a goose. But it didn't last long. We got taken off the air.
Why were you taken off the air?
Too much foul language, man.
Oh, my.
So I wasn't crazy about that one myself.
This is Evan Bass from Montgomery Men's Health. Virtually every day in our practice, we hear the same thing. A man's energy is down, his sex drive is low, and his workouts just aren't feeling the same. And when we hear this, we often discover that the culprit is low testosterone. The problem with low T is that your testosterone levels decrease as you age. At first, you might not even notice. But eventually, for many men, it gets low enough that you start feeling poorly. When that happens, it's time to get help from Montgomery Men's Health. Now do me a favor and ask yourself this. How would your life be different if you had your old self back? More energy, higher sex drive, and the confidence and positivity you used to have. If you're like most guys, the answer is an easy one. So make an appointment today and see if low T therapy could make a difference in your life. Your first appointment is only $99 and includes blood work and testosterone results in minutes. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMensHealth.com.
When your home has electrical issues, your family's safety is your top concern. It's Trustworthy Electric's top concern, too. A local company whose technicians are prompt, professional, knowledgeable, and courteous. Call Trustworthy Electric today for service that's lightning fast, lightning good.
I have a retirement plan you might want to join. Hi, it's Greg. I'm not retiring from this radio thing. I love that. But I am retiring from mowing my own lawn, and I picked a great company to do it. Fair price, outstanding result from Turf Stalkers. Founded by young Brian McMahon, who began the company after serving 6 years in the Air Force, I think he'll appreciate that military dedication to detail that I see. Call him at 558-1611 and get the Turf Stalkers team on your lawn. They also do edging, leaf dispersal, pressure washing, and more. That's 558-1611 or look up Turf Stalkers on Facebook. I will not retire from admiring the great job they do.
We at Zaza Sears Italian would like to personally invite you to take a break and enjoy a great meal with us. We have comfortable outdoor dining, a funky, cool atmosphere inside. Enjoy a signature cocktail, cold brew, or customized drink made personally for you. Zaza has a new head chef, a staff who will make sure you have a great dining experience and delicious food. We're open for dinner at 5 every day of the week. And for the best brunch in town, we're open 11 to 3 on Sunday. You can find our menu and make reservations at ZazaSearsItalian.com or just drop by. Zaza Sears Italian in the alley downtown.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for. Rich Thomas Weather.
We are going to enjoy another couple of quiet days before the next frontal system delivers thunderstorms back to the state. Today, I don't know how you can improve on this forecast. Abundant sunshine. It's going to be warmer, very comfortable, high 77. Tonight, mainly clear, but not quite as cool. Overnight low 53. Tomorrow is a warmer day, still dry. Sun and cloud mix with a high in the mid-80s on Friday. But it's late Friday night in the overnight hours and early in the day on Saturday with scattered showers and thunderstorms. A few stronger storms are possible. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to Alabama Unfiltered Radio. So we only have a few minutes left. We've got a few good callers waiting on the line, and we appreciate all of you who call in, who listen every day. If you want to be a part of the program, it's 1-800-289-9228 or 334-272-9228. I will save what I have to say because time is short. It can even hold over till tomorrow. I have many thoughts about our last caller. But let's go to the phones. Lunchbox Bob, how are you?
Good morning. It's two days on the radio. I'm doing great. I've enjoyed today's show. I always enjoy Conspiracy Thursdays. One day we're going to talk about the number seven and the concept of free fall collapse. But we're not there yet. We're still taking baby steps. This is a new show. We're not going to push too far forward too fast. Let's talk about what Sky was bringing up earlier. A lot of people think that we're fighting Democrats versus Republicans. These people are ignorant. The Democrats and the Republicans are all bought and paid for by the same party behind the scenes. And it's not even nation states anymore. We've gotten bigger than that now. People like to say, rah, rah, America, and think that it's the 1980s. The reality is the Soviet Union collapsed in the 90s, and the Chinese, they're different than what you think they are. And the conflict we're engaged in right now truly is transnational, because what they're doing here in the United States, just like we talked about earlier in the show with these Europeans and the chips, they're doing in every civilized country all over the globe. It's only short pockets that are starting to wake up and are starting to do something about it. And let's talk about that for a moment. Why don't we do more about it? Well, there's half the people that see what's coming, and they're afraid. They're just too afraid. They don't know what to do, and fear has paralyzed them. The next half of people that see what's coming, well, privately, they won't admit it. They're rooting for it. They think that if it gets really, really, really bad, they're all going to get a free flight out of here, and that's really what they want. They're looking forward to it. They'll even talk about it sometimes on Sundays. They're not going to do anything because deep down, privately, they just want their ticket out. The rest of the world can burn. But I'm not part of that group, and I don't think the listeners here today want to be part of that group either. We want to be motivated. We want to do something about this. And it's pretty big. It's a problem. So how do we solve the problem? How do we put this in language that people here can understand? Well, it's an old adage. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. How do you beat a tiger? One first down at a time. That means our families, we might have to live in a smaller house, but we're going to have to control where our children go to school. We might have less of a vacation, but we're going to have to control where our children go to school. Because if we continue to offer our children on the altar of ignorance in the temple of convenience, then
I'm going to steal that.
Fat, dumb, and happy, we are all going to be afraid when they march us into the fires. And we'll go willingly because we'll know we earned it. The sad part will be the kids. Because you and I, this is alien to us. This is unknown to us. This is fearful to us. For our children, this is normal. This is what they've grown up in. This is all they've ever known. And that should truly frighten you. Now, will it? I don't know. There's still way too many people talking about Roll Eagle and War Tide to be concerned about how they're being fleeced by Montgomery. Think about it. The new prison, $240,000 per bed. I'd call it overpriced, but no one's saying anything. But that's just me, sitting back, sipping coffee, strong, black, and slightly better.
Thank you for it. See, Sky knows. He knows.
Yeah.
Randy, how are you?
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. I've got a couple of comments. My first one being,
is that some of your callers, you know, get off point and start ranting about things they don't even know. If you took most of, I won't say most, a few of your callers, and they know who they are, especially the racist ones, if you stretch their brain as far out as you can get it, you can go halfway around a BB. That's perfect.
Now, Randy.
But anyway, talking about the school system, hey, by Sky, I want to get in 10:15 on do y'all do Sweet Creek?
No, that stayed over in the time slot. Joey's got that now. I'll be over there at 2:00, so call me then. I'll hook you up, buddy.
That's fine. But real quick, I know you have a lot of time, but talking about the school system here in Montgomery, I have a kid that's actually in it. There is every high school in this city other than the Floyds, the Lamps, the Brutecs, and the charter schools, as of January the 15th, I think it was, every high school in this city is a failing school. Jeff Davis, Lanier, Park Crossing, all of them, Carver, and so on. Well, we live out in a rural area, and we're zoned for Carver, which we don't go there. But, you have a caller that talks about, you know, all the whites and all this, all that. That person, y'all know who he is. And saying that is that there was five ethnic students in Carver. Two whites, six, and one Asian and two Hispanics, or three Hispanics. So what's happening with the NPS system is that it is controlled by a minority system down there. Everybody that works there is a minority system. So there is, and the people won't send their kids to the NPS schools for the simple reason as Lee. You know, how many guns they done found over this year? They beat some white boy in the gym half dead that wasn't even on the news. You got things going on everywhere in this NPS system that's on a hush-hush, because they're all failing schools and they're losing government money. So, and getting to the point of this, my conversation is that, so we wanted to move to another school. Well, there's no other school to move to. You have to be accepted into the Lamps and so on. So therefore, every student, black, white, Hispanic, or whatever, are stuck in this NPS system with nowhere to go. So what do? They won't let us change and go to another county unless we move. I can't even go to a better school on the other side of town. State Park Crossing barely is a failing school. They won't let me send my kid there unless I make a bona fide move out of my home I've been in for years and years to move to another district. This whole NPS system is a racket. It's a joke. All this federal money they're getting, nobody knows where it's going, because they're not upgrading the labs in the schools, they're not upgrading the schools, and the federal money, where is it going? That's my statement.
Randy, there's a little bit of hope on the horizon, not only with the school choice and the charter schools, but there's a bill in the legislature presented by Danny Garrett who is going to require every local board of education and charter school to adopt and implement an intra-district and an inter-district enrollment policy all throughout the state, which would give you the right to go outside of a district or inside of a district. So let's hope this bill passes. Those of you out there who have the same problem, call Danny Garrett and tell him that you support his bill. That's what we got to do.
Hey, Randy, thank you for a great call. Jason, we see you. We'll get to you right after the break. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be right back.
There.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, you will immediately see the difference in pricing. Not only do we offer the most competitive rate, but our closing costs rank among the lowest in the industry. How do we do it? Because we can. We do not have the overhead that big banks and lenders do. Those big banks and lenders have big expenses. And what do? They pass those expenses along to you. Meanwhile, here at Alabama Home Mortgage, we receive wholesale rates which result in big savings that we pass along to you. Don't pay more for less. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our rates and pricing are just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn on 31 South Memorial Drive in Prattville, Alabama is here to help you. Danny and the gang wants you to know a lot of people are going through tough times right now. Everything, the inflation, gas prices, you name it, it's all going up. Hey, if you need a loan, it's time to pawn. Stop by Danny and the gang at High Caliber Gun and Pawn. Not only will they offer you more on your pawn merchandise, but at a very low interest rate. That's High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Chef T here, formerly from the Patriots Grill. Our team is excited to be joining Fantail to bring our lunch and brunch service to the area. Our chicken parm made Alabama's top 100 dishes, and now you can try it exclusively at the Fantail Seafood and Steakhouse in Millbrook.
Fantail will be offering weekday lunch to include a meat and three, along with a Sunday brunch that will become the talk of the town. Visit FantailRestaurant.com to see our lunch, brunch, and dinner menus and times. When you think of lunch, brunch, or dinner,
thank Fantail,
where we're always off the hook.
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
I was talking with Chad at Chad's AC Direct, and he was saying a lot of people he's helped recently had old units and were concerned about them going out when the weather was either really cold or really hot or on a weekend or at a bad time. Well, face it, there's really never a good time. If you've been having to add expensive Freon because of a leak or have cold or hot spots throughout your home and air escaping into the attic, you can call Chad today at Chad's AC Direct, and Chad will come out and give you a free home evaluation to see what your options are and if a new upgraded unit is the solution or maybe just servicing your current one will work. Chad's AC Direct does it all. Every year you need maintenance or cleaning, so call Chad's at 264-6464. Sign up for a maintenance plan, and if your system breaks down this year, your trip fee is free, even on weekends. That just paid for Chad's Comfort Club. So if you're ready for a new unit or maintenance, do what the girls do.
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
LG Tint and Graphics is known for tinting vehicles, but did you know they tint houses and offices as well? If you want to protect your floors, paint, furniture, or simply want to be cool, call them for a free estimate. 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics in Prattville.
I think if you're looking for a vacation home, proximity to where you are should be one of the primary deciding factors.
Angelo De Paola runs the Coastal Connection Real Estate in Orange Beach, Alabama. We discuss trends in second homes, VRBO changes, mortgage rates, and more. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Few minutes of Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We have so many things we've already got to get to tomorrow. But before we do that, let's go to Jason, who's been holding patiently. Jason, thank you for calling. How are you?
Whoa.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I'm sorry. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to try to make this quick. What I'll say about the Montgomery Public School System is it's not perfect. Leadership ain't great. But just the fact that you can point to BTW or LAMP or whatever and show that they're not failing means that it's not an innate MPS problem that all schools in Montgomery are failing. There are successful schools in Montgomery. Somebody mentioned Vestavia Hills. ECW ranks the Vestavia Hills every day of the week, has for years. So success is possible in Montgomery, as far as schools are concerned. But the issue is, I can tell based on most of the conversation that goes on around this, especially on this station and on others, y'all don't talk to teachers. Y'all don't value teachers. You don't respect them. You don't prioritize anything that they deal with. They're on the front lines every day in these public schools, dealing with kids. They can't control where the kids come from. They got a classroom full of 30, 35, 40 kids. Half of them got IEPs that they got to cater to every day, all day, multiple times a day. Over COVID, same people talking about charter school were calling public school teachers lazy because they didn't want to go to work because of COVID during the pandemic. Same people talking about charter schools are the same people calling these public school teachers groomers and pedophiles and saying they want to indoctrinate and groom children. How do you expect a school to be successful when the teachers are demeaned from every direction and yet they have to go to work, take money out of their pocket to buy pencils and paper, and try to make sure the kids are good? They got to cater to all the needs of these students every day. Oh, it's cold season, so now you got to buy hand sanitizer and clean it. You have all these things going on in the school, and nobody focuses on that. You focus on, well, let's get our kids to charter school. There's no way the school system can be as successful as it can be and should be if you're spending your energy on stuff that has nothing to do with what these teachers deal with on a daily basis. And it doesn't matter about any of it.
Okay. I don't know who y'all is, but if you have been listening, I have said more than once this morning that if the public school systems get rid of Common Core, then go back to a classical education, a lot of these problems could be solved. That is what needs to happen. And if they refuse, if the school board, the school systems refuse to get rid of Common Core, then I think you need to give the parents the right to take their children out of a failing school, away from a teacher who does groom. And we do have teachers in Alabama. It's proven. Their name are on the list of people who have agreed to do this, even if it's been declared illegal. So I'm not, see, everybody wants to make this, I have never attacked teachers. I know their job is almost impossible because of what has been laid upon them by the administration, by the school boards, by the state school board, and by the federal government requiring the ridiculous things it requires. So no, I have never attacked teachers except those who needed to be attacked and have publicly stated what they were going to do. So my plan, and I just said it 10 minutes ago, you get rid of Common Core and all this crap that's being taught in our schools, and it will be a different place. So I agree with you totally.
Well, Jason, thanks for the call. I think that's very important because when you do remove Common Core, you free the teachers to teach and use their gifts, their skills, their talents, instead of having to worry about all this other crap that we know for sure is happening in schools. If you look at Baldwin County, Alabama, and what they just went through with the gender pronoun stuff, if you go up to Huntsville and my husband's alma mater and the teachers there that were drag queens by night and left the information around their classroom, if you look at Prattville schools, and children being left alone to do what they wish in the school during the day. Parents finding things out after the facts. You know that this is exactly what is happening in schools. If you look at the curriculum and you read it, you know that it is Common Core. The books are stamped with it. So we can't any longer say, well, these things don't happen and you're wasting your time. No, we're fighting for the teachers because we know what they have to do on a daily basis. We're grateful for them. They are gifted, but let them teach. Not what the federal government says to teach, but what we know is best for children. That's what we're